Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in the man with a plan, and that would be Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Marshall, everybody.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm tired. I'm glad the week is over. I have to tell you that the event coming in tonight, it's a Saturday morning, does bear watching. I told you this yesterday when you called me because the National Weather Service was forecasting snow. Sharon is on the line. Sharon is right on the rain snow line. But Pittsfield and the Northern Catskills, they're not. They are in all snow. And there, 3, 4, 5 inches could easily accumulate. Us from Northwest Connecticut, westward and eastward, maybe an inch or two. Just south of that area, literally nothing. A mix of rain and wet snow. When does it all happen? Well, first of all, it'll become cloudy today. And we expect if precip arrives late in the day, it'll be in the form of light rain because the temps will be in the low 50s. But it will quickly drop tonight with the advent of precip. And when it does, the rain will become either mixed with or change to wet snow in those areas I just outlined, 35 to 40. Saturday, rain and or wet snow will be followed by late clearing. We go to the low 50s. So where you get light accumulations like here in Sharon, and you get an inch or so, that will melt. Then on Sunday, we start with sun, clouds mix in. It could be a late day rain shower. It's a lot milder, low 60s. And Monday, cloudy with some showers, low 60s. The thing that I failed to mention is that Saturday will become windy as the rain and or wet snow moves out. And Sunday, it will also be windy as the mild air moves in. So we do have wind over the weekend, and we have a little bit of everything. You know, there's an old saying, April weather, rain and snow and sunshine together. And that is definitely going to be the mix this weekend.
Now, I had somebody this morning text me and want to know, because I'll just read you, the National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory, which basically winter weather advisories are not really urgent things, but people see from the National Weather Service snow accumulations of 3 to 7 inches. And I tried to explain to this person, well, the National Weather Service issues their forecast for a general area. And the office that we have is based out of Albany, and it includes everything from Northwest Connecticut up to Vermont and in New York State over almost to the Great Lakes. So they've got to put in a totally different range of amounts because they're trying to cover a whole geographic area in one fell swoop. And that's why your forecast is really focused in right immediately towards our area. You don't have to worry about like you just said, you don't have to worry about Pittsfield. You don't have to worry about the Catskills. You can mention them, but they're not that's where the heavy snow is going to be unless something weird happens. So I try to explain that to people. You're comparing a forecast put together by meteorologists that want to cover a broad area of hundreds of thousands of people, where we put together with you a forecast that covers our area, which might have about 25 to 50,000 people, and it's totally different.
Totally. And again, in and around Sharon, and like I said, just picture this horizontal line from Sharon west and east, we're thinking an inch or two. Now you get just south, and it's going to be less than an inch, almost like a dusting. Now go north. Once you reach the Connecticut Massachusetts border, that's where the accumulation will go up. So instead of 1 to 2, 2 to 4, locally up to 5. I think 7 is a little excessive.
Well, I live on Mount Riga, which is next to Bear Mountain, which is right by Massachusetts. So I might get a little more snow where I live.
You may get, I would say you may be in the 2 to 4 range, which you're not happy about.
No, because it's April. 17th.
I know. I mean, this is March weather, folks. There's no doubt about it. It's March weather. And I don't see anything too spring-like next week either. So, you know, we're going to continue in this pattern. If this pattern had existed in January,
we'd be buried.
Oh, buried. Yep, you got it. And, you know, everything is just all out of whack. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's about out of whack as our lives are right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have to just continue to cope with it. It's a rough, rough time, folks. I mean, now everything has been extended to May 15th, you know, and then they go, like, just like our governor said, he goes, and what happens after May 15th? He said, I don't know. And yeah. It's true. Yeah. Nobody knows.
Yeah, Connecticut's extended to May 22nd. As a matter of fact, I had to go out and get a second mask because I keep a mask in my car. So
right.
When I go out, I put it on and stuff like that. And so New York is through the 17th, and Connecticut's through the 22nd, and Massachusetts, I think, is also pushed into the middle of May. But sooner or later, we'll see these numbers come down, hopefully.
That's what we have to hope. Just like the plan says, you know, 14 days of the numbers coming down, then you can move to phase two. That's interesting. I noticed in Ohio that starting May 1st, they're going to have some of the businesses opened. I don't know if they're relaxing it too quickly, but we just have to see how things go. But my sister sent me a very, very interesting video about someone who did, he belongs to a news agency. I forget the name of it. I got to send it to you, Marshall. It's a long one. I watched it for a half hour and then I had to stop it because it was dinner time and the whole bit. But then the net result of the end of the investigation that they came up with is that this was an engineered virus.
Well, they're engineered, but what most people are saying now, even the Defense Department, they're not qualifying it yet. It was obviously a virus that was being worked on, okay, because the coronavirus has been around forever, but different factions of it hasn't. And so they were working on a coronavirus and a strain of it that showed up supposedly, and it infected one worker who then went out and infected other people and went from there. Nobody thinks it was being done as a biological weapon, but you can't really say that. But it was being worked on in that lab in Wuhan. That's what most people are saying right now, even the Pentagon. They're just not saying whether or not it was being worked on as a weapon or it purely as investigation into a virus. And a serious mistake was made, and that serious mistake led to what we see now. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all I was trying to explain to people, the way you look at pandemics is once they're over is when everybody or they're settled down and there's actually a way you can forecast who might get it. And also once they have a vaccination for it, that's when they'll be able to trace it right back to how and why it started. But it's really hard to. It's really hard to do it right when the thing is in action, and also one of the countries where it started is not really being that forthcoming with the information. So you know, that's it's just a really weird situation, and it can be frustrating at times and for people. But you just gotta put yourself in the category that 75 to 80% of the people that get this recover. Without any problem, and then there's like 90% of the people that get it and don't have that many problems at all. Then there's the people that carry it and don't get sick at all. But the death rate, even though now it's approaching 35,000 Americans, it's thank God it's only it's higher than they thought it would be. They thought it would be 1 to 2%, and actually in our country. It's right around 4 to 5% death rate, but still, you can recover from it. And if you're my age or older, and you have any conditions like I do, like I had bronchitis, so I have scarred lungs, and I'm overweight, so I am one of those people that has to be extremely careful. Just be careful out there, and if you've got a nice, healthy, strong body, you know, you'll be able to fight it off. And let's not worry about it. Let's just do what we need to do, right?
That is exactly it. Be safe, everybody. Have a nice weekend. Enjoy whatever snow you get. And I'll be watching it. And I'll see you bright and early Monday morning, Marshall.
All right, Pat. I hope I don't have to wear skis. All right.
I doubt it.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.